Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
And welcome back, everybody. Episode number 25 of the Announcer's Schedules podcast is here. I'm your host, Mike Gill. Phil DeMont Molland, the voice, the face, the Twitter handle, at Announcer Skeds, is back with me after a great week, some awesome games this weekend. It's Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to all of our listeners and supporters out there. Don't forget, rate, review, subscribe. That helps out. Leave some reviews if you're listening on Apple, Google, Spotify, wherever you listen. We're on the Sports Media Watch feed, where you can find a plethora of podcasts in the media realm. John Lewis, TJ Reeves have the Sports Media Watch. George Hoffman, Tell Me a Story I Don't Know. And of course, Phil, us, the Announcer Schedules podcast. Every Thursday we generally drop. And hey, we had a great week. We had Connor Onion last week. This is Maction. He was a great story. And we look forward to some of the stories that are going to happen for Thanksgiving week.
Yeah, what a week it is. I mean, my head is spinning. There's so much live sports on right now, and we're going to get to a lot of it.
Yeah, we got football, World Cup, basketball, NFL, NBA, NHL, college hoops, and we also have an anniversary of sorts here. So give us the goods here. What do we know? What do we know?
Well, you know, the Announcer Skeds Twitter feed, which without it, I guess we would never be here with this podcast. Suddenly, Twitter sent this happy Twitterversary notification to us, and it's the fourth anniversary this week of the Announcer Schedules and the Announcer Skeds Twitter feed, and it made me reflect back a little bit on how this whole deal started, and we talked about this a little way back on episode number one, but basically, I'm the type of person, for whatever reason, that who over the years would sit down with a legal pad and list out the games across the board on any given Saturday or Sunday. And I would also take notes as far as who would be announcing those games. It was just kind of how I'm wired, you know, watching sports, who's announcing the games and so forth. And it just kind of dawned on me 4 years ago. And it actually, I look back on the date, it was a Thanksgiving Day itself. And I was making my way from one coast of Florida to the other to visit family. And it kind of dawned on me, well, wait a second. Why don't I make this information public? If I'm writing this long list just for myself of who's announcing the games on any given day, might as well make something of it and spread this news a little bit. And I had been doing it a bit for the announcers who I would work with when I would do stats gigs. You know, I would kind of curate a tweet for our entire crew that everyone could then send out and use. And sometimes I'd include a photo from the booth or that kind of thing. And so I started this Twitter account for just on a whim or an intuition. And I sent out one of my first tweets, and it was literally like, hey, whatever games are happening that afternoon of Thanksgiving 2018, I'm going to try to catch it before that game tips off or kicks off and get the word out. And it was a North Carolina-Texas college basketball game, 7:30 p.m. Eastern from Las Vegas in the Orleans Arena. I don't know the name of this particular tip-off tournament, but Tim Brando, Bill Raftery, and Andy Katz on the call. And I tweeted this thing out, and Tim Brando retweeted it, and that got the momentum going. And it became a daily exercise of mine. And, you know, the Twitter account's grown and, you know, we're now celebrating that anniversary. So just wanted to kind of retell that story. I know people are always, whenever they kind of put two and two together that I'm running that account, you know, they ask me like, how the heck does this thing work? And, you know, how did it start and that kind of thing? So thought it'd be a good opportunity to kind of tell the backstory there a little bit. And big thanks to Tim Brando for that retweet, because without it, probably wouldn't have kept up with this deal.
22,000 followers later on Twitter, and here is the Announcer Schedules podcast. Real quick with that, you know, has it grown to the point where the networks are giving you the schedules? How do you compile who's doing what? How do you know who's doing ESPN Plus games and FS1 games and smaller network games that most people aren't aware of? I mean, how do you get that information?
Well, I mean, more of it is available than people probably think in terms of just the PR efforts from the different organizations, whether it's Fox Sports or ESPN or whatnot. Usually there is a press release at some point each week that lays it all out. It's just a matter of putting the effort in to kind of compile it all and also release it on the days of the games. There's a couple others, you know, Daniel Ormsby, who has a website as well. He's been doing this for years, and he does a great job, and he goes way deeper than I do. And so he and I trade notes every once in a while. And then announcers themselves, you know, the toughest thing, and kind of I think what maybe sets us apart is, you know, I don't worry about getting too far in advance. I just do it the day of the game, so it's kind of a viewer's guide for any giving day. And the toughest thing is the last-minute changes and the switches, and especially during COVID. I mean, that was wild as far as, you know, just who's where and who's on health and safety protocols and so on and so forth. And so there are a good amount of announcers who I've built relationships with and who we just kind of communicate via direct message or what have you, and keep each other updated as far as what's going on. And I appreciate all of them, you know, feeding me, you know, those news and kind of getting ahead of things as well. But, you know, so it's there's a bunch of kind of, you know, resources that I use, but it goes across the gamut quite a bit, whether it's someone feeding me the information directly or just from a press release from one of the networks.
Okay, Phil, it's a busy Thanksgiving week like no other. I mean, we've got World Cup, NFL, college football, college hoops. Feast week is going on in college basketball, NBA, NHL. So give us some viewer habits for the week here.
Well, I don't know about viewer habits in terms of the mass audiences. You know, I'll leave that to John Lewis as far as, you know, who's getting the ratings. I'm sure the NFL will still continue to reign on Thanksgiving. But what's really unique this year, of course, is the World Cup's going on at the same time as all this. So, you know, every Thanksgiving's a busy sports week on television and so forth, between the big NFL Thanksgiving Day and all these huge college football games, you know, throughout the weekend, you know, these big rivalry games, you know, so much on the line in college football, college basketball. There are so many preseason tournaments. It is a chore to keep these things all straight. I mean, it's unbelievable. They're going on, you name it. If there's an arena in the state of Florida, in Southern California, in the Bahamas, in the Virgin Islands, in Cancun, they've got a tournament going, not to mention Las Vegas and Hawaii. And it, you know, so there's nonstop college hoops. Of course, the NBA and NHL are in the regular season. But the big difference maker this year is, of course, this World Cup that has kicked off this week. And you know, it all started, there was a game on Sunday. And then on Monday at 8 a.m., they got things going with England and Iran. And Monday into Tuesday, I don't know if I've ever witnessed a stretch of live televised major sports as what we saw here. So 8 a.m., we got started with a World Cup game, England and Iran. The World Cup continued through the morning. college hoops then kind of kicked into gear throughout Monday afternoon into Monday evening. There was a Monday night football game as well. And then college hoops continued late into Monday night to an hour that is almost unfathomable. We've talked about late night college hoops before, but there was a game that started at 10 p.m. Pacific time, 1 a.m. Eastern time. And this was the SoCal Challenge, Southern Illinois, UNLV, CBS Sports Network, Alex Del Barrio and Tim Doyle on the call. This deal ended, Mike, at around 3 a.m. Eastern time on Tuesday morning. So you literally could have been watching sports. I mean, we're getting to just absurd stretches of time here. And then guess what? You might be able to catch a couple hours shut-eye, but at 5 a.m., just 2 hours later, Argentina and Saudi Arabia kick off on FS1. And that was, of course, this huge upset, you know, Saudi Arabia defeating Argentina. So it's just round the clock live sports at the moment, thanks to the World Cup going on. And, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, World Cup getting started with these 5 a.m. Eastern time starts, not to mention that's 2 a.m. You know, on the West Coast Pacific time. So these wild time zone situations coupled with all this college hoops, all this football, there is more live sports on this week than I would argue any given stretch, in my memory, at least as far as across the dial.
And something, you know, I probably we can maybe defer to John Lewis on, but I have argued that one of these sports leagues, the NBA, the NHL, Major League Baseball, should feature a early afternoon midweek game of the week and just own like a Wednesday 1 o'clock every Wednesday and make that a package to have continuous live sports on that day to make, hey, Wednesday, I know we're getting an afternoon basketball game on ESPN or an afternoon hockey game on TNT. And I think you can grow something like that. We see, and I don't know what the ratings are going to say for all these day games, but I think if you had them continuously every week, that people love watching afternoon live sports. There's an appetite for it out there. Now, the interesting thing is going to be, listen to Sports Media Watch, you got England, USA, Friday afternoon. Is that going to beat some of the college football games? You know, Michigan, Ohio State's this weekend, Auburn, Alabama's this weekend. So how will that soccer do? We'll see, because as you mentioned, Fox and FS1 have all the soccer. We know the NFL is back for another big weekend, and it's kind of an interesting weekend because we have games on Thursday. So if you're listening to the podcast on Thursday, there are games happening on that particular day. So why don't we take a look at some of the matchups?
Yeah, always a very traditional NFL Thursday during, you know, the Thanksgiving holiday, of course. And, you know, the Lions and Cowboys always involved as part of that tradition. Nance Romo and Wolfson on the Bills-Lions game, that'll be on CBS. Then, of course, the number one Fox team, Burkhart Olsen and Aaron Andrews on the Giants-Cowboys. NBC has the third game of the triple header, Patriots-Vikings.
Big Sunday.
And that brings us – oh, go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, no, big Sunday afternoon. By the way, those three games on Thursday are on the radio. Bills, Lions, Kevin Cooler, Baselli, Giants, Cowboys, Ryan Ratzke, Ross Tucker, and Compass Media also has their Dallas team, Kevin Ray and Danny White, on that game. You can get that as a standalone game if you want. Westwood One has a triple header clock, which finishes up with Bill Rozinski and Ryan Harris in the night game, and then that brings us to what we have going on Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday, you know, another full slate, of course. Bengals-Titans is the Iron Eagle game. Ravens-Jags with Andrew Catalan also on CBS. Spiro Ditas on the Texans and Dolphins game. And Kevin Harlan has got Chargers-Cardinals. Gumbel and Archuleta on Raiders-Seahawks. So those are your CBS games. Over on Fox, Bucks-Browns, which, you know, I talked to TJ Reeves, our, you know, partner on the Sports Media Watch podcast feed. He's got some, you know, challenging travel to get up to Cleveland. You know, weather's still a factor as well in much of the country. But he'll be going from Auburn, Alabama on Saturday for Compass Media to Bucks-Browns. Kenny Albert and Jonathan Vilma have the TV call there. Joe Davis, Daryl Johnson on Bears-Jets, Chris Myers, the play-by-player on Broncos-Panthers, Kevin Kugler, who has been really active, a previous guest on the podcast. He has Saints, Niners, and then Adam Amin and Mark Schlereth, Falcons, Commanders. And then the number one Fox crew coming off the Thanksgiving Day game, Burkhart and Olsen will be on Rams Chiefs.
By the way, Kugler's on Thursday radio, Friday Fox TV. So Westwood One, Thursday Fox TV. And Ryan Radke's also on Thursday and Sunday because he's doing Sunday night with Mike Golic on Westwood One. And then Harlan and Warner is your Monday night team for that Steelers-Colts game. Let's get to the college football Maction. We had it this week again. We had Connor Onion, who had that great call. What a great young broadcaster. Had a pretty interesting story.
Yeah, it was really cool to hear you catch up with Connor Onion and listen to his story. And certainly, you know, his name has continued to, you know, elevate here with this viral call for the Maction game. And, you know, there was some great Maction even beyond that. You know, some of these calls in the snow that we saw, Drew Carter had a pair of them that also went viral, and just want to give a shout out to him as well. Not easy to call a game in heavy, heavy snow where you can't even see the yard markers. I can only imagine from a stats and spotter standpoint as well how difficult that had to be, but Drew Carter got it done up there with some additional Maction action.
Take a listen.
Break out the fanny pack, and you see him going to it between every play. This is the first carry for Sean Tyler, who's got tons of speed. Sean Tyler dashing through the snow. Touchdown Western Michigan, 52 yards.
To Ronald Kent is going to come in and have the best angle at making this tackle. But that missed tackle right there, step late, allows Tyler, who we know can run with the best of them, see, I don't call it pay dirt.
See, there you go. It's hard to even see where the end zone is with that. I mean, the snow is just covers the field in that spot. Good call by Drew Carter there. And obviously the Maction has given us some young new names to the broadcast announcer schedule podcast conversation. And then we had some great calls throughout the week. I mean, as we are getting that TCU Baylor came down to the wire, Michigan, Illinois came down to the wire, USC, UCLA, they had a firework. Pick a game of which was your favorite ending.
I think the TCU Baylor game sticks out the most. Jason Benetti on the call there. You know, that Michigan Illinois game, as you mentioned, wild as well. Ohio State's game was interesting as well for a while. And then UCLA, USC, as you mentioned that night. South Carolina with the big upset also over Tennessee, like a coming out party for the Gamecocks. That was interesting. That was the big Fowler and Herb Street game. But Jason Benetti and Brock Heward on that TCU Baylor game earlier in the day, you know, to me was the one that really stood out.
Frogs. Hypnotoad in a hurry. Griffin Kell for the win. TCU is undefeated still. Wow. Unreal.
And the lead up to that, Phil, I mean, just like a fire drill of people trying to get off the field, on the field. They have no timeouts left. They got to get off the field. The field goal unit has to come on. They barely get to set the kick and up, and what a call by Benetti there.
Yeah, and just the context of it all with TCU, you know, undefeated and, you know, trying to stay in this college football playoff hunt. I mean, it's the stakes are so high right now with all these games also. It just adds to the electricity.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
All right, we got a big week ahead in college football. This is really a make-or-break week for college football. The playoffs, obviously, TCU is still undefeated, so we got some big games heading down the stretch here.
Yeah, and, you know, it all starts on Thursday. Traditionally, there's one college football game, one major college football game on Thursday on Thanksgiving. That's the Egg Bowl, Mississippi State and Ole Miss. This can be entertaining at times, and certainly when you match up Lane Kiffin and Mike Leach on the sidelines, not to mention, you know, there's some wild coaching carousel rumors flying with Kiffin. So, you know, who knows, you know, what kind of news is going to come out of that evening as well. But, you know, that kind of kicks things off on Thanksgiving Day. And then Friday, Baylor, Texas. You know, you mentioned the World Cup game with the U.S. on Friday. Well, Baylor, Texas on ESPN is going to go head-to-head against that for much of the day. That's the Friday ESPN game with Mark Jones and RG3, a game I'm actually going to be working from the Charlotte studios, Arizona State and Arizona on FS1 at 3 p.m. on Friday with Adam Alexander and Devin Gardner. And then our buddy Tom McCarthy's got a call. This is usually a cool game on Friday of Thanksgiving as well, Arkansas and Missouri. That's on CBS at 3:30. There's more games on Friday as well, capped off by the Florida State game with Anish Shroff and his crew on the call on ABC. That's a 7:30 p.m. Friday kickoff for that one.
All right. And then, of course, we know we have a stuffing full of radio calls to Brett Dolan, Lamar Thomas in there on Touchdown Radio. That's Florida State. That is a Friday night game. So if you're driving around Friday, traveling after Thanksgiving, you can pop on a radio station in your market, check that out. And then on Saturday, Westwood 1, J.P. Chadrick and Derek Rackley have that Michigan-Ohio State game. That's a Westwood 1 game there. ESPN Radio, our buddy Mike Cousins and Max Starks have the Oregon-Oregon State game. That is a 3:30. TJ and Tiki, TJ Reeves from the Sports Media Watch podcast, he is going to be doing the Iron Bowl, Auburn, Alabama. That's for Compass Media. Learfield has Sloan Martin, Mike Golic Jr., Iowa State, TCU. Benetti is on the Fox side on TV. That team is back on that big TCU game. So Benetti gets TCU 2 weeks in a row. Compass at night, Troy Clardy and Steve Berline. Now, Troy has emailed me a few times. He is a listener of the podcast. He's calling the game for Compass Media. So we'll give Troy a shout out there. Hopefully he gets a good game. LSU, Texas A&M. ESPN Radio, another guest of the podcast, Mark Hestischer, Kelly Stauffer, and Fitzsimmons. That's a big game. Notre Dame, USC has playoff implications. So a lot of these former guests of the podcast, and then the guy who started the podcast, Tim Brando, Spencer Tillman, Kansas at Kansas State is a fun one there, a big rivalry game on Thanksgiving weekend. Anything else stick out?
Yeah, a couple more big ones, of course. South Carolina, Clemson at noon. That's a huge rivalry. Sean McDonough and Todd Blackledge on that call. That's an ABC game at noon. The big noon kickoff, of course, Gus Johnson and Joel Klatt for that Michigan-Ohio State game. You mentioned Westwood One's coverage there as well. Georgia Tech, Georgia with Bob Wischusen on ESPN at noon. And, yeah, it goes into the evening as well. You know, we talked about Auburn, Alabama, where TJ will be. That's, of course, the big CBS game with their number one crew. And that night, I'm actually going to be working a game, Oklahoma and Texas Tech, with Eric Collins and Devin Gardner for that one. So I'll be behind the scenes there. LSU, Texas A&M with Tess. Notre Dame, USC with Fowler and Herb Street. So some big, heavy-hitting games on Saturday, the big rivalry weekend.
All right, World Cup, we've had some big ones already. Saudi Arabia stunned the favorite, Argentina. Japan stunned Germany. A lot of favorite people, a lot of World Cup fans picking Germany as a possible winner of this thing. So we've had some unbelievable starts to the World Cup, and we got a busy week again, including games on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, just before we're recording this, Japan had that stunner over Germany. Derek Ray on the call there. And yeah, there's plenty more. You know, you can get your Thanksgiving started at 5 a.m. You know, most people try to relax and sleep in on Thanksgiving and that kind of thing. But if you're into the World Cup, Switzerland and Cameroon, 5 a.m. on Thanksgiving morning, and then it continues on. There's another 5 a.m. game on November 25th, Friday. You know, by the way, at 5 a.m. Eastern, it's not 5 a.m. for the announcers. You know, these are evening games over there in Qatar. You know, games get started in the afternoon. Go into the night. Like, there's some 5 p.m. local kickoffs, or I'm sorry, 10 p.m. local kickoffs in Qatar. So some of these games go pretty late night over there. You know, which are the last game as far as the Eastern time window. And of course, the big one, 2 p.m. on Friday, England versus USA. John Strong, Stu Holden on the call there. Jenny Taft and Jeff Shreves are the reporters. So, you know, there'll be a lot of eyeballs on that England-USA game, 2 o'clock on Friday.
Yep, and it's a busy time for the broadcasters. They're all working during the holidays here. They're here, there, they're everywhere. Some are doing multiple games for the holidays here. So we know that with that World Cup, as you mentioned, it has kind of added another layer of stuff. College hoops, we know, busy as can be. I was watching a ton of college hoops. I love the Feast Week. I love the games, the Virgin Islands, these tiny little gyms. I love them all, but college hoops, man, they are everywhere right now.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable just how many games they're able to squeeze in. And, you know, great opportunity for all these student athletes to go to these different locales and enjoy the week as well. Games, you know, pretty much any place that's a wintertime vacation destination has got some sort of college hoops invitational going. But there was an interesting situation, Mike, on Tuesday at the Maui Invitational. During the Texas Tech-Louisville game, John Shriffen suddenly had to leave the microphone. He was the play-by-play announcer, and Damian Fishback ended up completing the game solo. So he was the analyst for the remainder of the Texas Tech-Louisville game. Apparently, it was a voice issue with Shriffen, who just lost his voice and, you know, wasn't able to call the game. So Damian Fishback closes out the game. And then they had a second game scheduled, the Cincinnati game, right afterwards, 30 minutes after the conclusion of Texas Tech-Louisville. And Dan Shulman was called into duty to do a game. He was scheduled, of course, to do two more games later that evening with Jay Billis at the Maui Invitational. So Shulman comes in on short notice. Help was on the way. He's able to step in there with Fishback, and they're able to do the Cincinnati game on short notice. And I just had this like kind of crazy visual in my mind while all that was going down. Like, all right, are they calling Billis and Shulman while they're at like some surf shop or, you know, touring some volcano in Hawaii, and they're like, hey, you got to hustle down here to the gymnasium. We need Shulman, you know, and suddenly he's there, you know, not missing a beat in his Hawaiian shirt alongside Fishback. So some good hustle there to get it done. But another interesting situation, we saw this earlier in the year with Gus Johnson and Joel Klatt, you know, when an announcer has to step away, you know, in the middle of a game and the analyst has to take over and fly solo for a bit. And, you know, Fishback got it done. The game was a blowout. Texas Tech just absolutely throttled Louisville. So that might have, I don't know if that made it easier or harder as far as like filling dead air and that kind of thing.
Sometimes that's harder. Yeah. I mean, we've seen a little bit in, I think one of the things I noticed in the World Cup is with these upsets, you're not expecting these upsets. And I think because you're not expecting these upsets, some of the background stories have not been there. I don't know how much access they're getting to these players, but I do feel like, hey, why is Saudi Arabia beating Argentina? I felt like I wasn't getting enough as a common casual, very casual soccer fan. I feel like maybe we just take for granted sometimes in soccer, very few upsets happen.
Yeah. You know, you got to put it into context, that's for sure. And it certainly, there was a lot going on in that Saudi Arabia game, you know, not to mention kind of the home field advantage that team was enjoying. But yeah, it's an interesting situation, you know, and it's a balancing act as far as, you know, taking care of the hardcore fans and also the casual fans. You know, what was interesting about this Texas Tech Louisville game with Fishback flying solo down the stretch, you know, there were periods of dead air. That's actually how it got my attention. I was in the office at the college, and, you know, my colleague Joseph Marvin suddenly said, "Do they have announcers at this game?" Because, you know, he was just sort of sitting back a little bit. The game was so out of reach. It was like a 40-point differential at that time. And, you know, the time was ticking down. Fishback, you know, of course, new to the play-by-play side of things, probably had never done it before. What was good about it was, you know, the guys in the studio and then also Shulman and Fishback, when they came back for the other game, they weren't like, you know, hiding the fact that, you know, Damian had to do this solo. You know, they weren't trying to, like, you know, turn him into a play-by-play announcer suddenly. They were very transparent and open about the fact that, hey, this was a unique situation. Damian, you had to do this solo. You did a great job. You know, well done getting us through this, and let's move on to the next game.
Yeah, in the next game, you mentioned Shulman jumped in. He's been doing stuff with Billis down there. Those guys are loving life, just wearing the Hawaiian shirts and kind of enjoying these games down there. I've been watching a ton of this stuff. You know, ESPN Plus is the most amazing thing for college basketball fans or college sports fans out there. I mean, you have games on everywhere. I'm watching some place called Tarleton State play basketball games. Some of these games have one announcer. They don't have a color analyst. They're just, you know, I think one of the games I watched, Phil, maybe you could speak on this, I think they took the radio feed from one of the places and were airing that feed. It sounded like it had to have been a radio feed or the home radio broadcasters and paired it up. I don't know. The video seemed like it was local video from the market that the game was in. They had, like, local commercial. They had, like, stuff that would be on the Jumbotron. Like, hey, like, it's a timeout, and you're trying to guess what race car is going around and going to finish first. Like, that kind of stuff was on the broadcast, and I'm thinking, man, this is amazing. You could watch almost any game you want on this ESPN Plus, but it's giving a lot of people an opportunity to get out there and broadcast games and hopefully take advantage of it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times it is a very in-house situation in terms of the production, also the announcers and so forth. And, you know, for some of these ESPN3, ESPN+, some of these other streaming options, you know, they basically rely on the school to produce everything themselves. And I guess in some of these cases, you know, it is a little more, you know, as raw, you know, as far as what you described, Jumbotron ads, that kind of thing.
All right, by the way, Mark Kesser, another guest of the podcast, saw him doing TV this week. We had another situation with some shuffling around.
Yeah, Kesser was called into TV duties on the NBA on pretty short notice. Ryan Rucco was originally scheduled to do this game, but he was unable to, and Kesser called into duties. And meanwhile, Kesser had a college football game the very following afternoon, and all that, you know, made it impossible for him to get there. And so, you know, kind of the musical chairs landed with West Durham filling in for Kesser on that Michigan football game. So kind of interesting how that all works itself out. But, you know, great work once again from our buddy Kestisher as far as, you know, being called into duty on the TV side and getting it done on the NBA on Friday night.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Don't forget, rate, review, subscribe to the podcast. Get it out there. Leave a comment. And let us know. What do you like to hear? What do you want to hear more of? We certainly love bringing you all the stories that we get from these broadcasters. And as everything continues to heat up and more stories come out. By the way, NHL, NBA, we don't want to forget about them. They are busy this week as well. The NBA, as we know, about a month from now, they're going to get into Christmas Day. They'll have all that coming up. And that they'll start to – we had the other night – last night it was Stan Van Gundy, Brian Anderson, and who was the third?
Candace yes, Parker was on there. Yep.
They added her to the broadcast. I think that was a first for them last night. That was during the Sixers-Nets, that big Sixers-Nets game that was really highly anticipated in my market. And that was a nice team, Brian Anderson and Stan Van Gundy. We know does a lot of games. And Candace Parker, they added her, I believe, to the analyst team for that particular game.
Yeah, so they're starting to get Candace Parker more and more reps and kind of working with some different crews in terms of her calling games. So cool to see that. And, you know, we'll continue to keep an eye on the NBA and NHL.
All right. And then quickly, let's get out on a couple of transactions to close out the pod this week.
Yeah, Steve Fisiak, you know, if you're a sports fan of our generation, Mike, you probably know this name. Most recently, he's been with the Royals in terms of both calling games on TV and radio, but he was around for years, ESPN, Fox Sports, you know, then working on the team side, whether it's the Reds, San Francisco Giants, Padres, Angels, Rams in the NFL, Grizzlies and Warriors in the NBA, worked for all those broadcasts as well. Well, he retired after a 43-year career, so I hope he enjoys his retirement. Congratulations to Steve. And, you know, as that opening was created with the Royals broadcast team, Jake Eisenberg, an exciting young broadcaster, has joined the Royals radio network and will also appear on Bally Sports Kansas City. He's a AAA call-up. He was with the Omaha Storm Chasers, a AAA affiliate, and also did quite a bit of work with the Mets radio team, which is a pretty stellar group up there in New York. So congratulations to Jake Eisenberg on that new appointment.
All right, that brings us to the end of episode 25. Quick in and out this week with Thanksgiving here. We know a lot of people have a lot of stuff to do, but you may be traveling and like to hear what is happening all over. TV is not going away in terms of the games. In fact, it only gets crazier during the holidays. So we just give you a little overview. Rate, review, subscribe. Check out Sports Media Watch. Of course, TJ and John, they usually drop Wednesday. Theirs is already out. So you can go back and check a look at all the weekend ratings and stuff from the football weekend. Tell Me a Story I Don't Know, George Hoffman. His podcast is out as well. Like the feed. You get all the podcasts, rate, review, subscribe, do all that stuff, share. When you see it on Twitter, hit the like button or retweet it so more people get their hands on it. That always helps. And we're at episode 25, but the more likes, rates, reviews, we can keep on going and continue to make it bigger and better. All right, Phil, happy Thanksgiving to you. Where will you be?
Yeah, so I'm spending Thanksgiving up here with family in the mountains of Western North Carolina. I will be working behind the scenes on a couple games this weekend, Fox Sports 1, Arizona State on Friday, and then Texas Tech, Oklahoma on Saturday night.
All right. Well, I'm going to be hanging out in Atlantic City, which is where I am stationed, hanging out with Halloween, calling the annual Thanksgiving Day football game. I don't know if Thanksgiving Day football is still a thing in many other states, but here in New Jersey, they are holding on for dear life to try to keep those high school football games, and I am calling one of the oldest rivalries in the country, Atlantic City against Holy Spirit, and that will be tomorrow morning or Thanksgiving morning at 10 a.m., and then I am taking a couple of days off, and I'll be back next week, and we will have episode 26 for you here on the Announcer Schedules podcast. So we want to wish all of our listeners a happy Thanksgiving. man, enjoy all the sports that are going on out there. And we will talk to you next week right here on the Announcer Schedules Podcast. Have a great weekend and a happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all-purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.